जय राधव कुंज बिहारे
The following is a class by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Verse Number 1, delivered on 30th of June 2016 in Atlanta, USA.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
You want to know what Narada Muni explains is the beauty of the Vyasa Ashram.
Yes, you all. Yes.
Well, do you know that?
I'd like to hear
it. Don't get any of you off here. I'm going to read purely from the Shiva Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have information which is on every topic. In the seventh canto, which Narada Muni talks about, even the Brahmacharya. As you know, the four ashrams, what are they? He talks about Yudhiyama Brahmachari. Then he talks about Yudhiyama Vanaprastha. Then he talks about Yudhiyama Sannyasi. Sannyasi has very heavy responsibility. Sannyasi's business is not just these Mahaprasadas and get from Kandavas. Yeah, this would be very renowned. Reading the life of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he describes the beauty of the Grihastha Ashram. And since most of you are in the Grihastha Ashram, I thought that you didn't want to hear. And now the Muni tells you that who is the higher authority than Narada Muni? Is anyone higher than Narada Muni? Narada Muni is a Shakti Vishavata. So this is the seventh canto, chapter 14, chapter called Idol Family Life. And the chapter opens with Yudhishthira Maharaj asking a question. I'll read. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, can you explain how we were staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instructions of the Vedas? Would it be after me? Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired.
Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired.
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni.
O my Lord.
O my Lord.
O great sage.
O great sage.
Kindly explain.
Kindly explain.
Are we who who are staying at home.
Lord, we are staying at home.
Lord knowledge.
Lord knowledge.
The goal of life.
And the goal of life.
They offer easy liberation.
They offer easy liberation.
According to the instructions.
According to the instructions.
On the Vedas.
On the Vedas.
So, one thing is clear. In this world, another Nebuchadnezzar is Lama. Nebuchadnezzar has complete knowledge regarding the duties of a Grihastha. Nebuchadnezzar Maharaj is showing us how we behave when we meet a saintly person. When we meet a saintly person like Narada Muni, we inquire. We seek kindness. That's like Prita Maharaj, Vimala Maharaj. He also inquired from that. So Narada Muni being questioned by Vimala Maharaj. Vimala Maharaj wants to know, how should one in a Grihastha ashram attain perfection based on the Veda? This is the purpose of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is doing this.
Purpur. In the previous chapters, the great sage Narada has explained how a brahmachari, a vanaprastha, and sannyasi should act. He first explained the dealings of a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi, because these three ashrams, or statuses of life, are extremely important for fulfillment of the goal of life. One should know that in the brahmachari ashram, vanaprastha ashram, and sannyasa ashram, there is no scope for sex life, whereas sex is allowed in grihastha life under regulations. Narada Muni, therefore, first described brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasa because he wanted to stress that sex is not at all necessary, although one who absolutely requires it is allowed to enter grihastha life or household life, which is also regulated by the Shastras and Guru. Yudhishthira Maharaj should understand that all this. Therefore, as a grihastha, he presented himself as Riha Mooda Dheeds, one who is completely ignorant of the goal of life. A person who remains a householder in family life is certainly ignorant of life's goal. He is not very much advanced in intelligence. As soon as possible, one should give up his so-called comfortable life at home and prepare to undergo austerity or tapasya, tapo devyam kutrika. According to the instructions given by Rishabhdev to his sons, we should not create a so-called comfortable situation, but must prepare to undergo austerity. This is how a human being should actually live to fulfill life's ultimate goal.
Actually, we're going to discuss two verses. So after having described the duties of brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasa, now the Buddha is explaining the duties of a grihastha. The chapter is called Aina Family Life. So Yudhishthira wants to know, how can one lead an ideal family life? I think all of you want to know that, isn't it? And Yudhishthira wants to know, how can you lead it based on the Vedic teachings? He wants to know what is the scriptural revelation about family life. What does the scripture say? That is the path of perfection. The path of perfection is to follow the Vedic path. So he just wants to know what is the Vedic path. You want to get another money to reply?
Yes.
Another money to reply. My dear king, those who stay at home, as homeless or unfortunate, must act to earn their livelihood and instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work and soul, they should offer the results of Krishna Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. Will you be after me? Nanda Muni replied,
Nanda Muni replied,
My king,
those
who stay at home,
as householders,
will actively earn their livelihood. And
It's a one-page purport.
The format for Vyasa Life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 6.1, it is said, Anashita karma palam karyam karma karotiya sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnena chakriya. One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and works as he is obligated is in a renounced order of life. He is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work. Whether one acts as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyasi, he must act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. This should be the principle for everyone's life. Narada Muni has already described the principles of life for a brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi, and now he is describing how a grihastha should live. The basic principle is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The signs of satisfying the Supreme Lord can be learned as described here. Sakshat Upasita Mahamuni. The word Mahamuni refers to great saintly persons or devotees. Saintly persons are generally known as munis, or thoughtful persons concerned with transcendental subject matters. And Mahamuni refers to those who have not only thoroughly studied the goal of life, but who are actually engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. These persons are known as devotees. Unless one associates with devotees, one cannot learn the science of Vasudeva Arpanam, or dedicating one's life to Vasudeva Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, the principles of this science were followed strictly. Even 50 years ago, I saw that in the villages of Bengal and the suburbs of Calcutta, people engaged in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily when all other activities ended, or at least in the evening before going to bed. Everyone would hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam classes were held in every village, and thus people had the advantage of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes everything about the aim of life, liberation or salvation. This will be clearly explained in the next verses.
So, the text was, we heard Yudhishthira's questions. The Bhagavatam had questions and answers. I think when you were preparing for your examination in your college days, you would buy books, question and answer. Follow the questions and become an exam. So our Vedas are also question and answer, just like in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is asking so many questions, so many. Somebody will think that, Arjuna is asking these questions. Actually, Arjuna is asking these questions. More for our benefit. Arjuna knew that we may have doubts. That's right. Krishna said, I imparted this knowledge to the Sangha Vivasman, who in turn imparted it to Manu, who in turn imparted it to Ikshaku. So Arjuna said, how am I to believe you imparted this knowledge to the Sun God, Krishna, by birth? Just like if someone says, I spoke your great grandfather. So that was impossible. So Many times when you and I appeared, I can remember all my previous words, you know. So similarly, in the Bhagavatam also, there's so many questions. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, who was cursed to die in 7 days. The Parikshit Maharaj did not panic. He invited the great sages, and he answered a simple question. What should one do who go to die? That's the question that we should all be asking. And then Sri Goswami said, hear about Krishna. So here again, Yudhishthira is asking the question, how can we as householders attain perfection or attain liberation based on the teachings of Krishna? What is Narada Muni replied? He, Narada Muni, said, those who stay at home as householders must have their livelihood. Could you use it? And sometimes people accuse us, oh, I'm fighting about Hare Krishna, I'll be doing my job or business. So here you have an assurance from Narada Muni. No, no one is asking to do that. Your Brahmacharya is different. If you're a householder, naturally, you're expected to have a means of livelihood. Unless, of course, the government becomes so charitable that they maintain all spiritually inclined householders. But that will probably never happen. So, Narada Muni is inviting those who stay at home as householders for his own livelihood. Bhagavad Gita doesn't preach in action. As we said earlier, people often misunderstand the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita preaches action by the pleasure of God. As Prabhupada explained in the purport of the second verse, the goddess of which ashram you belong to, our goal should be to please Krishna. A brahmachari who doesn't act for the pleasure of Krishna, that is shama eva kevala. Similarly, a sannyasi who doesn't act for the pleasure of Krishna, that is also simply vaishnava. So, Narada Muni says, householders must try to own their livelihood. But there's a difference. Did you notice what the difference is? Did you notice the difference? We just read the book, does it? What's the difference?
Earn
your livelihood, but understand you're supposed to breathe once a day. Now that I'm only more livelihood, everything goes for my enjoyment. Now that I'm only very clearly clear that. He says, and instead of trying to enjoy the results of the world themselves, he should offer the results to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. Bhoktaram Nagyata Bhosam, Samaloka Nagyata. The one Narada Muni is saying that also that once of their livelihood, but they should offer the results to Vasudeva, offer the results to the Supreme Lord. Now, how do you get this knowledge that we need to offer the results to the Lord? How do you get this knowledge? What does Narada Muni say? By associating with saintly people. Associating with saintly people is the main source of getting spiritual knowledge. Bhakti Chaitanya was giving Sanatana Goswami very detailed information on the process of devotional service. Then he summarized everything in five main points. What were they? Sadhu Sangha. Nama Kirtan. Bhagavad-gita. Vishnu Deva with faith and love. And Uttarva. So, spiritual association is recommended in all the scriptures. In the Bhagavatam, fourth canto, we read the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, as you know, had performed great austerities. He was initially insulted by his stepmother. He took it very seriously. And he went crying to his mother. She had already heard that his son was chastised. And she said, I can't help you, but God can help you. Dhruva Maharaj was going for the fort of the forest, look for God. But Narada Muni appeared on the scene. And then Sri Narada Muni said, Dhruva, why take the word of your stepmother so seriously for the play? But Dhruva said, no, I want to look for God. If you really need help me, I'll talk to you. If not, why was he? Narada Muni saw he was serious, so he gave him an instruction. He gave him the mantra, O Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, and he told him how to meditate on the Lord. So Dhruva was asked, Dhruva asked any benediction that he wants. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. He can give any benediction. So Dhruva said, my dear Lord, if you want to give me a benediction, give me the benediction that I may always associate with advanced devotees. I may associate with advanced devotees. Because by associating with advanced devotees, we get spiritual knowledge, which enables us to cross over the signs of birth and death. So we should look forward to spiritual association. Without spiritual association, it is impossible to make spiritual advancement. Yesterday we were describing to you the morning ISKCON history. As you know, we are celebrating the Golden Jubilee of ISKCON's incorporation. So how did ISKCON spread? It is Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada came from India with just 40 rupees in his pocket. But he gave people association. He started it by the way, he started it by singing the Hare Krishna mantra. He gave people association and he changed their life. Prabhupada established a joint temple in America, Canada, Europe. But in those days, there was the Iron Curtain. Does anyone remember? What was behind the Iron Curtain? Soviet Union and the whole Eastern Bloc. Poland, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, the whole Eastern Europe, which were all considered to be Soviet Union satellites. So Prabhupada was thinking, how to penetrate in these countries? So in 1931, June, he went to this country, Soviet Union. He managed to get an invitation from a professor, Dr. Mikowski. And he met there were two secretaries, Arvinda and Shamsundar, and he stayed in a hotel, National Hotel. So, in those days, it was very difficult to get anything vegetarian or food. So, Prabhupada said to Shamsundar, one in the market, looking for fruits, In my two boys, one was an Indian, one was a Russian, and he asked them, Zain Chopra, you buy foods. The Russian boy was practicing yoga. So he said, oh, I'm practicing yoga. He said, my spiritual master is a yoga teacher. He brought him to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was there with just a 5-day visa. But in 3 days, he trained up his Russian devotee and told him how to preach. Initiated him in 3 days. Here's the name of the Shanti. He told him, you're going to tell people Krishna is supreme. And that's exactly what he started doing. And slowly, slowly, nobody's seeing, and now there are thousands and thousands. So, it's all a result of sadhu sangha. Then sadhu sangha, we get to two avenues. One is by associating with the bhakta sadhu, devotee, or books. That's like Prabhupada and Masai, book distribution. Why? Not to make a lucrative profit, because these books contain spiritual wisdom, and by reading these books, you get influenced. If you want to do a survey, the devotees around the world, you would find the majority of them are influenced by the books and brought them to Krishna consciousness. So, spiritual association is very, very necessary. In this time, we have a Sunday program, Bhakti Riksha Namaha. All these programs are designed to give us association. In the third Kennedy Bhagavatam, we have a dialogue between Devahuti and Kapiladev. Kapila Dev was an incarnation of Godhead. So Devahuti's mother questioned her son, please describe to me how I can become free from the entanglement of birth and death. You are my transcendental I. And the son said, my dear mother, change the path of devotional service. And she said, but how do you get knowledge about devotional service? By spiritual association. So, we should mold our lives in such a way that it doesn't matter how busy we are, we also find time for spiritual association. We don't find time for spiritual association. Then to achieve spiritual life when we are hard. Sometimes we think, oh, they're all in Maya. And we don't be justified avoiding association. But we don't realize that by following this path, all the spiritual life gets free. So if you are in spiritual association, then you will constantly hear the right message. Spiritual association doesn't mean anybody makes saffron is qualified to be a separate knowledge. No. Sadhu will be one whose life is exemplary. Sadhu will be one who is repeating what he heard from his spiritual master. Sometimes we see, you will be enjoying the moment. He doesn't really ask you to preach. He doesn't have deep realization. But nevertheless, he preaches. And he goes and repeats what he has heard. And he inspires the other person to also chant. So, a sadhu must be, must receive knowledge from the right source. And we receive knowledge from the right source. And repeat that. And it can hurt. So, a spiritual association is absolutely necessary, and you associate spiritually, then as Nanda Mahi says, you will be in the right track. So if you are in spiritual association, then you will be in the right track. Okay, but the work you work, but all offer the results to me. Krishna says again and again, offer the results of your activity to me. Immediately see, stress levels are so high. Why is stress levels high? Why is the stress level, mental disorder, suicide rate, why are they high? Who knows? Yes.
Frustration.
There's
a lack of spirituality.
Lack of spirituality. Attachment to the results. I'm attached, I'm making this inevitable. I'm attached to the results, I want to enjoy it. But if you understand that Krishna is the enjoyer, and we make an effort, and we do our best, and then we reach the results of Krishna. Krishna, the famous verse of the Gita, says, Karmani Vadi Karase, Mahaparishu. Krishna says, do your duty, act, but Mahaparishu. And then, Karate, what does that mean? But you offer the results to me. If you don't offer the results to Krishna, then what happens? Then you can go bound by the karmic reaction. And then you get bound by the results. Therefore, we should learn to act in the spirit of rejection. Bhagavad Gita gives an example. Lotus leaf is in water, but doesn't touch the water. The lotus leaf is in it. No idea. No. The lotus leaf is in water, but doesn't touch the water. So if you work in the spirit, Krishna is the enjoyer, I am simply an instrument, and I will make an honest effort to please Krishna. So you work in a spirit of detachment, then there will be no frustration. There will be no frustration. But because we are excessively attached to our efforts, because we want to be the enjoyers of our efforts, therefore there is stress and all the negative consequences. So spiritual association is the right knowledge. What is right knowledge? Krishna is supreme. You are not his body. You are not his body. That's like the clothes you wear cover your body. Similarly, the body covers that soul. And for the soul, there's no birth of that. Unfortunately, we don't have the knowledge. There's so many universities and colleges around the world. And someone told me, just around Boston, and one of the hundred universities, One of America, there may be thousands and thousands. But where do they teach? What happened after that? Prabhupada once given a talk in the early days of the movement at a famous American university. And he said, in the university in the Indian department, it tells you what happened after that. And there is a movie side. So, again, spiritual means A, understanding that Krishna is supreme, Lord is the supreme enjoyer, and we are meant to act for his pleasure, not for our pleasure. Normally, our understanding is God should be my order supplier. My desire should be God's desire. But Krishna said, the correct mentality is, God's desire should be my desire. My desire should be based on Lord's desire. So, that is spiritual knowledge, understanding another's body. And another element of spiritual knowledge is the role of time. Our time destroys everything. Time is very valuable. The rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone. But when it engages his mind, he serves the Lord and he reveals. The beauty of life, the sun is setting. If you ever think sun is set, one day that's in my life. The vocation. They didn't think like that. One day less is left now. No more to us one thing. We just take everything for granted. Of course, as devotees, we know there's danger at every step. Any step will be the last step. There's danger at every step. But by and large, people don't really think, oh, there's one day less left in life. We just take it for granted. The life will go on. As long as I want. And death has to come. You better knock at the door and take my permission. So that's an important element, time. And then the true nature also works in the direction of God. So we need spiritual association, spiritual knowledge. Prabhupada labored hard to produce these books. And he wanted us to study these books. If we study or read these books regularly, you will have transcendental knowledge. And that will guide you to work in the spirit of detachment. Initially, when you hear about things like that, oh, Narada Muni is saying, what am I learning out of? But then Narada Muni is saying, you will enjoy the review of the results. Initially, you will say, but this is Krishna consciousness too much. Krishna wants you to really enjoy it. Oh, there you go. But if you have Krishna knowledge, you understand. We have to serve someone or the other. And you serve yourself, and you serve the Supreme Lord. If you serve the Supreme Lord, you don't need to worry. If you serve your senses, you want to be the Supreme Majority. But you can't in any case, but if you want to be, then your spiritual endeavor will not succeed. So, Narada Muni explains, I know that we live in the seventh canto. Now we request all our people, I've been acting on this, and read this, I know family life. See what Narada Muni tells you. Don't get too scared. Some of you get scared by sewers to wash here. But Narada Muni just telling us what is the ideal standard, what is the highest standard. And then Krishna gives us the intelligence based on our sincere desire at what level we want to operate. You have good, better, best. You can have best, better. But at least we should know what our standard is. All of you come to spiritual life, please take it seriously. And in the association of devotees, understand the philosophy, read the books, and thereby make spiritual progress. Hare Krishna. I want to do some time for questions. That's why I kept it a little short. I think you already have questions. Any questions? Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, you very nicely explained the reason for anxiety and frustration, like based on because of the attachment to the results.
Excessive attachment to the results.
But Guru Maharaj, like even if you perform some activity for Krishna, like organizing a book fair, like that some kind of spiritual demon. We still have anxiety, like we want to make it.
I understand.
So how do you come?
There are two types of anxiety. One is spiritual anxiety, one is material anxiety. There was one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Vasudeva Dasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Mind the Lord, I want to ask you a favor." So I was asking a favor. He said, "Mind the Lord, please save all the Kalyan souls back in the island and in every circle that we have to give to them. Not mine." He has spiritual anxiety. "Mind the Lord, how can I save this conditioned soul?" So you said, organizing a book fair, but want to make sure you organize properly. Just like you're managing a constant anxiety. Our constant anxiety is to make sure everything is organized properly, you're preaching maximum, nothing is wasted. But that is spiritual anxiety. So if you have spiritual anxiety, then that's healthy. Mature anxiety is destructive. You see all these great sages. You have anxiety. When you want to make everybody in the Atlanta Krishna consciousness, that's a healthy desire. But I'm one of the girls of Atlanta for my enjoyment. That's the fuel of that. Okay. More questions?
So, along the lines of, so let's say if you have a book table, or if you're doing any spiritual activity, sometimes there is a little bit of success, sometimes there's more success. Of course, there are flaws in our effort, but is it okay to, or where does, how do you balance between the attachment for success being spiritual versus
spiritual? Let's say you're organizing a preaching program. We don't say don't be attached to having positive results. Make the effort, these are the Krishna's heart. Make an honest effort. That's the important criteria. And if you make an honest effort, some people, like a devotee, goes out to book distribution. One day he distributes 20 books, one day he may not have to do it. If we made a sincere endeavor, Krishna, who is in everyone's heart, is pleased. So the important thing is, we make an honest effort, but we should make the effort. Not that we don't make the effort. Yes. More questions?
You said our duty is to please Krishna. So, how do we know what pleases Krishna? And can you explain what are activities or acts that please Krishna?
Then, Narada Muni says, by spiritual association, you will get knowledge how to offer the results of Krishna. A spiritual association means associating with gurus, senior devotees, etc. And if you are in doubt, what will be Krishna now? Ask somebody senior. If you act according to Krishna's desires, then Krishna will be pleased, even if the effort is not successful. If you are acting against Krishna's desire, Krishna's instructions are very clear. The Bhagavad Gita is an open book of knowledge. The Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is spelled out in black and white. Nothing is weird. So, with the help of spiritual master, the Sita Vaishnava, everyone can know, am I pleasing or not pleasing? It's not a secret. One thing in Krishna consciousness, there's no secret mantras, there's no secret philosophy. Everything is in the books, black and white, Prabhupada discusses every topic openly in his books. You follow? And establishes this is the golden standard, this is the silver standard. So, take care of senior devotees. More questions?
You mentioned in the first Varnashram system. So I don't even know if I said that we should have Varnashram system in the society of Krishnadas movement. What this company is really doing to establish this Daiva Varnashram.
What it says, you believe in Daiva Varnashram, what you said. Daiva Varnashram means one acts according to his skills in ashram. Daiva Varnashram means doesn't matter whether Brahmachari gets or whatever the sannyas. The goal of all your activities is to please Krishna. It's not that if I'm a Brahmachari sannyasi, I can't be the enjoyer. We have to act the Krishna's enjoyer. So Daiva Varnashram is long process, and in some respects, it's ultimately happening this one. The body is being engaged according to the skills, and the body is realizing. We have household devotees, so many thousands, or householders, or family, but the only Krishna they enjoy it, and they act in that mood. If we want to be the enjoyer and the popular result, then you will bear a full karma. Karma is not light. Karma is heavy. Therefore, anyone training, you have to undergo so much karma. So Krishna gives us an avenue for purification. Yes.
Temple is short of hands and temple needs the devotees. So we have to serve the temple. And again, like to develop a separate preaching program and grow them and connect them to the temple in future. That is the second situation. So what should be the devotees try?
I'm sorry.
Temple.
Well, the temple is there, the temple needs help, we should try and have the temple first. The temple is already there, the deeds are there. There's no need to expand the program, but let's take care of what we have properly. And the temple is done nicely, that will attract the devotees also. More questions? Yes. We see it, speak a little louder. We should have a godless mind.
Sure. In this world, living in this world, especially as a grihastha, there seems to be always a need for balance between trying to bring the family along in the spiritual life versus trying to advance ourselves. Is it okay to be a little selfish and try to just pursue our own, or should we try to bring children and...
Good question. So naturally, every householder has many challenges. One challenge for a householder is, I have to earn my bread. The householder wants spiritually. So it will really draw the line. So my advice to you is, make an effort. Naturally, a householder has to endeavor to earn his livelihood. But don't work so hard if you have no time for spiritual life. Lord Narayana in the seventh canto says, my dear friend, do not a whole endeavor. You will only get as much happiness as is destined in your quota, and not a drop more. He doesn't say not a gallon more. He says not a drop more. And so we think, I am going to work very hard, and I'm going to come to you with one little money, and I'll take a fish and money. The Prabhupada says, don't follow that path. You both know. Well, ultimately, you only get what's your quota and nothing more. Now, your second question is, how much endeavor should you put for your own life versus your children? Depends what age the children are at. So, sometimes, the children are sufficiently grown up, and they're not favorable, then there's nothing much you can do. You can honestly try to make them Krishna conscious. But there's a limit to what you can do. Of course, children are more friendly and favorable when they're young. But then as they get older, sometimes they get bewildered, sometimes they don't. So try, but don't try so much. Yeah, it was spiritual life was out. Okay. Yeah. This is like a Ishta Goshi. You know what an Ishta Goshi? Question answer. I wanted to do an Ishta Goshi, but I there's a few verses to institute trigger a discussion. Yes.
Maharaj, you just pointed out that you should make a balance. That you should not, like Prahlad Maharaj says in the seventh canto, you should not over-endeavor whatever is in your quota you should receive.
He says you want to get a drop more.
So Guru Maharaj, the question here is, we are, a lot of the congregational members are financially stable, but the question comes when you want to give service or you have to get attached to the temple. There is the minute independence, because you know when you're at your own home, you're your own boss. When you come into a temple, you have a temple authority, and you have rules and regulations to follow. And now, for sudden, you find yourself coming to a temple where you can offer service of this, but at the same time, you have to follow temple authority. So, the challenge is always following temple authorities, because now your independence is taken away. So, on that point, what will you give us as advice?
Actually,
because everyone listens to Guru, but no one listens to temple authorities.
First of all, the temple authority should also be ideal. And secondly, we come to the temple to do service. To do service, we appoint the authorities. So let's say the authority and then they need you properly. We should understand one thing. Nobody in life is exempt from karma. There's a guru, sannyasi, president, UVC, Brahmachari. If I do not act properly, in engaging somebody, I will take on the karma for that. Nobody is karma free. So it places a responsibility upon temple authorities also to behave properly. It's not that anyone has a blank check. And if you have to, in any organization, you need a system of management. So in management, obviously, somebody is a president, somebody is a DVC. And if they're acting properly and giving the right instruction, then we should follow it. If you're not like, oh, I have to follow someone. No, I have to follow someone. Any more questions?
Lots of questions, actually. I think we
who are a little shy to ask.
Well, that's what everybody is like. Whether they're shy or not shy. Yes.
In doing his work, I think so the word balance is extremely overrated.
Overrated.
I mean, we all the time say balance our life, balance our life. So, I mean, let's say, what should be a spiritual balance?
Okay, good question. Balance of life, what does it mean to our household? First of all, find time to do your japa. So that I work so hard. Sorry, no time to do japa. You must find time to do japa. You may adjust the time, but you must do one time. Find time to also be a friend. And at the same time, make the effort to learn your livelihood. We don't say, don't work hard at your office. Krishna doesn't say, don't make an effort. Krishna says, with your mind and intelligence dedicated to me, Arjuna, act. In fact, Bhagavad Gita, from beginning to end, preaches action. But for Krishna's pleasure. When we help the movement in spreading Krishna consciousness, we are serving Krishna. Like you know, in economics you read, any organization needs four things. What are the four things?
Capital.
Land, labor, capital. And organization. You probably read that when you were saying economics and quality. So Prabhupada talked about it in Bhagavad Gita. So you also need these facilities for spreading Krishna's mission. Then the Krishna have a philosophy. They give 10% of their income to the church. The Muslims have this philosophy. It's a different philosophy. The Bohran, have you heard of the Bohran?
Yes.
I work in Africa also, in East Africa. The Bohran gives minimum 10% to 25% of their income to their guru, who is a playboy. But it's going more spending
Guru Raja, yeah, talking about Bhagavad Gita, he said that Bhagavad Gita all is explained through actions. At some point, chapter 6, when they come to Dhyan Yoga, it seems like the person is saying that, okay, Arjuna, this is inaction. Means you have to stop action at some point. Inaction is also recommended at some point in Bhagavad Gita. So how to understand that?
Inaction of wrong things, not correct things. Krishna doesn't say, no, where does he say that?
The first verse, 6.1, Kanashrita Karma Phalam. That's what's useful.
Work in the spirit of attachment. Work at you. Oh, the true sannyasi Prabhupada says in the Gita. Not one who does no work. Not one who doesn't like a matchbox. One who acts for the pleasure of the Lord. You can be a householder, but you're dedicating your life to the Lord. You're offering the results of your work to Krishna. And you don't take on any karma. And that's a true sannyasi. Sannyasi is not just wearing a dress. Sannyasi is working in a spirit of surrender and detachment. That is sannyasi. That detachment. You have to do that to come from chanting. Yes.
Thank you very much. Please explain how to increase determination.
Yes, he asked me this question 2 days ago and I said I was going to class. So the answer will benefit everyone. So how do you increase determination? We focus on this. Determination is one of the key factors of spiritual advancement. And how do you ease the determination? By chanting sometimes in devotional service. You see in English, practice makes a man perfect. So as you chant, breathe, associate, serve, your determination will also get stronger. If I don't chant, I don't read, I expect my determination to get stronger. That's illusion. You must make an effort. It is like you say, practice makes a man perfect. The more you practice devotional service, the more determined you become. Okay, last question. I have to fly tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, if someone is striving for the path of spiritual life and he renounces and does a lot of austerities, but due to misfortune he takes to the wrong path, like let's say he becomes a monk but he's still eating meat or doesn't believe in God, but he gave up everything in search for God, then does that person also get spiritual? Is that person, what is the result? So like let's say someone is in Tibet or something and he gives up his family, he gives up everything in search for God, but he becomes a Buddhist monk and he doesn't believe in God. So such a person...
What a Buddhist monk and he doesn't believe in God.
Yes.
That's a very unique monk.
No.
He's not a monk.
Or if he's, let's say, a monk and he eats meat, but he gave up everything in life for God. So how does Krishna...
Well, they don't make much progress. Like I also work in Burma. In Burma, you see, on the road, Burma, every corner there's a temple. Every corner. You walk 10 yards, you'll see 10 monks. In every bus, in every day. But unfortunately, now they're Buddhas. They're miserable in the Buddha. All they need. They all, so unfortunately they don't find real path. They may get some benefits, whatever charity, but not be the law of God. If you want to be a true Buddhist, then follow Buddha's teachings purely. Okay? Any more questions? After all, somebody has an ask question so far. Any? No more questions? Okay, last one.
Maharaj, I have seen in traveling with you that you encourage your disciples, especially in America, to work like in Washington, Atlanta, many temples, in the sense of giving service as congregational members, doing different things for the temple. You've encouraged us to do that.
I do that everywhere in the world. Not just Washington.
So, I'm just giving an example, man. But I've seen that. I just want to ask you, if your disciples are financially stable, you know, there's a point at which you say, I think I'm making enough that I can support the family. What will be your guidance for such disciples?
Of course, there is something that most people say, oh, there's never enough.
That's true.
No, we said, how many men can be satisfied when you give them food to eat? 30 men can be satisfied when you give them water to drink. Angry man is satisfied when he shouts, but a greedy man is never satisfied. So, you know, with devotees, we have different categories. Some of all renounce. They say, Krishna is giving me this, then go with my Krishna. Some are greedy. They want more and more. They don't realize the more they keep, the more karma they have to bear. So we pray. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So as Maharaj said, he has a flight to take tomorrow. This is kind of a bittersweet moment because so Maharaj, this is more for you. Everybody in this room looks forward to the 1, 2, or 3 days that we get to physically associate with you here. And however, well, first of all, thank you for visiting Atlanta.
Thank you very much.
And second of all, we're thankful that it's not just 1 day, not just 2, it's 3 days. But however much time you spend here, it never seems like it's enough. So, and I know that is true for everybody here in this room.
Prabhupada has explained in the books that he is associated with the Guru and Sadhu through two avenues, Mahapu and Mahi. Mahapu refers to personal association, Mahi refers to instruction. The Prabhupada said, Mahi is more important than Mahapu. Mahapu is temporary, whether the Guru or any Sadhu. One visit for 30, 40, 50, 70, 80 years. One day everybody has to go. But the Vani will stay on.
Yes.
That's what you're calling Krishna and Vani, not one Vani. So it means you get attached to the Vani more than the Mahapu. That means follow the instruction. And I explained the other day, Prabhupada said that he carried with the disciples. The best disciple is he understands the mood of the Guru and he does what the Guru wants him to do without saying. Second verse is, Guru says, do it. The disciple says, yes, I'll do it. And the third class, the disciple says, doesn't matter what the Guru says, I'm going to do one thing and then do what I want. So if we decide whether we want to be fourth, second, third class. But then bear in mind, Krishna also gives it according to his own. Krishna says, all of them, as it surrendered to me, I didn't want it according to me. Krishna doesn't say, everyone who surrenders gets the same benefit. So, you want to be a third class disciple, you get third class protection. You want to be a second class disciple, you get second class protection. You want to be a fourth class disciple, you get fourth class protection. So, our protection is also based on how many people want to surrender. But bear in mind the Vani. So, get attached to the Vani. And if you get attached to the Vani, Krishna's life is guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.